Music of Jimmy Rainey, which we're featuring on a five-hour retrospective tonight on WFPL's Jazz Tonight program. We just heard Chasing the Bird, a Charlie Parker line. We're also featuring pianist Hank Jones. It was a 1980 recording done in France. Before that, we heard The End of a Love Affair, Jimmy All by His Lonesome, from a 1975 album called The Influence on the Xanadu label. And then a rather rare item done in 1954 we began with in France. Jimmy Rainey with the late Sonny Clark on piano and Red Mitchell on bass. And we heard Body and Soul. Jimmy Rainey's first recording that anybody knows about was an air check when he was a teenager playing in the Jerry Wald Band in 1945. We were unable to uncover that one. But, Jimmy, we were able to find your recordings done on your first trip to the recording studio in the summer of 1948. Can you talk a little bit about that date?
It was supposed to be Al Haig's date, and it was, actually, with, if I recall, Charlie Perry on drums, Clyde Lombardi bass, and Al and Stan Getz and myself. And it was done at the old NOLA recording studios in the Steinway building. I remember a lot about this date because it was my first date, you know.
And you once said, you don't forget your first one.
Never forget your first one. And Tom Dowd was the engineer who later became pretty well known as the house engineer for Atlantic Records.
Oh, yeah, he did a lot of sessions.
Maybe he still is, for all I know. But and it was also an interesting, historically, it was the first and last, my first record and the last record that I ever did on disc. The tape was not quite completely in. Most of the major studios had the recording studios, Victor and so forth. But the smaller independents, were some had and some didn't. And I think, or at least Tommy told me, this is passé, you know, you'll probably never do another record on it with a disc, direct to disc. You know, they're throwing these things in the garbage. When you make enough of mistakes, it makes you more nervous. And they called, and Bob Shadd, who was had the company, called everything Bop, pardon my Bop, Interlude and Bop, and that seemed to be, he thought the word sold, I guess. But then, I don't know what on earth gave him the title Diaper Pin, which is kind of ridiculous. But it was, what happened was we had three tunes, and we still needed one track for the date. It was four tunes, you know, make a date. And there were no LPs, but still, you needed four sides, two records, you know?
Right.
And so Stan played Old Black Magic, and lo and behold, that was the only one that meant anything commercially. And and it was really, it sold quite well for a jazz record. And because of that, you know, it didn't matter what was on the, I forget what was on the other side, which one. But then, immediately, Prestige signed Stan. From then on, he started selling, and his records on Prestige sold very well, and he got a group together, and with Al Haig, and a rhythm section, and off he went, with a quartet primarily, and he later added me a year or so later.
Let's take a listen now to those tracks from the Al Haig recording date of 1948. We'll first hear Pardon My Bop, then As I Live in Bop, Interlude in Bebop, and finally Diaper Pin.